Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Great to be back. Had an extended weekend, but my thanks to Ross Tucker for sitting in the chair yesterday. Gang's all here, ready to go. Reggie Miller stops by a little bit later on. What is wrong with James Harden? Ryan Clark, former NFL player working for the mothership, will dive into what happened yesterday with DeAndre Hopkins. Did the Cardinals know this, and is that why they traded for Hollywood Brown on the night of the draft? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. This program brought to you by Simply Safe. You always have somebody looking out for you. To claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off, go to simplysafedan.com. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Say good morning. Good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's the streaming partner we have. And also those listening to Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and our radio affiliates numbering nearly 400 around the country. Heat rolled the Joel Embiid-less 76ers. They had a chance, but James Harden, pick up a white courtesy phone. Suns beat the Mavs 45 for Luka. Celtics-Bucks tonight, Warriors-Grizzlies tonight. Those will be game two in their respective series. All right, Seton, got a poll question for us before we dive into a couple of things here?
I'm going to actually throw it over to Paul. I believe he's got a poll question. He's very excited.
Okay.
About it. It's about Hopkins, but should I save it?
Okay. Well, let me dive into the story a little bit, because normally in the offseason, whenever you hear a wide receiver's name mentioned, it's because they got a new contract or they got traded or both. But yesterday, DeAndre Hopkins was in the news, and it had nothing to do with the contract and nothing to do with the trade. He'll be forced to miss Arizona's first 6 games. He violated the NFL's drug policy, still able to play in a majority of the games. But you have to look at this if you're Arizona. You're trying to have Kyler Murray stay in the fold. You picked up his fifth-year option. You traded for Hollywood Brown, his former college teammate. And now you have DeAndre Hopkins, who is not going to be able to play. And you play in a very competitive NFC West, where you already have San Francisco as a good team and Rams are the defending champs. Murray's QBR dropped 16 points without Hopkins on the field last season. The Cardinals averaged 11 points less per game when Hopkins wasn't playing in the final 5 games. I'm guessing Arizona saw this coming. That's why they added Hollywood Brown last Thursday. But that's a tough division, and the loss of Hopkins could put the Cards at a huge disadvantage to start the season. And I start to think about these things. You know, in the NFL, it's rare when a star gets popped. Rodney Harrison, who's a Hall of Fame caliber player, tested positive. Antonio Gates, who's going to the Hall of Fame. Trying to think who else. Julius Peppers, his second year in the league, and he's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. And, you know, there are varying degrees of what they test positive for. I don't know what DeAndre Hopkins tested positive for, but these guys spend a lot of money on their health, their well-being, their care. They have people that they hire to help them. I'm assuming DeAndre Hopkins has that person or those people. Well, do you just take something randomly? Is this something different? Was he taking something coming back from injury? As a former player has told me and reminded me, you know the reason why we take performance-enhancing drugs? Because they enhance your performance. That's why. I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins, this was a one-off here, and maybe tested positive for something that doesn't really impact coming back from an injury, or it's truly performance-enhancing. But I just want to know, how did you get it? What happened? Did you run it by the team? You can run it by the league. You can say to the league, hey, I'm taking this. I still think that the league needs to come out with their own products. Like, these are our products. If you want to use these kind of products, you can sign up and use the NFL products. Right? Everybody in NASCAR uses the same gasoline.
There you go.
Right? So if you're the NFL, come out with your own product line here. Hey, anything to help the bottom line for those NFL owners. But DeAndre Hopkins, at this stage in your career, and you're a Hall of Fame career, a Hall of Fame caliber career, is this going to hurt you? I don't know. Maybe. But is this a one-timer? Or he had been doing it and just got caught? And this is back in November. And when people go, well, could it really help a wide receiver? These are probably the same people that said to me years ago when I said, look, there are golfers who are using steroids. They're like, how could that help you? Yes. I mean, some people have a hard time putting on weight. So why wouldn't a golfer use it if a baseball player uses it? I get power. I get speed. I'm able to week in and week out recover. Sure. HGH. Yes. There's big money. I mean, you're talking a guy who makes $25, $20 million a year. So he's going to lose six paychecks now. All right, you're going to lose that, and you get embarrassed a little bit here, but there are guys still using, still figuring out a way to circumvent the system because there's so much money at stake here. And it's not just the guy who's struggling to make the team. Here's a Hall of Fame caliber wide receiver. But I don't know if you can do the, hey, I didn't know what I was putting in my body. Because we've heard that. And I would love to hear a player go, yeah, I used it. You got me. It's always, I'm shocked that I tested positive here. Yes, Paul.
But let's say you're DeAndre Hopkins, Dan, and you've had the same trainer for a while now, and your guy just fixes your shakes in the morning, then you run off to the facility, or blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And, you know, what if you say, hey, I got some new stuff. It's great. It's approved. It's good to go. Here's that shake. Cool, man. I'm running out to the car. Do you ask questions, or do you trust the guy maybe that's been working for you for a while?
Is this something new that you're putting in my smoothie?
Yeah, the guy says, I got some new stuff.
But if he says I got it approved,
it's good to go. It won't.
Okay, well, then I would take it.
Without asking too many questions.
If he is putting his job on the line, then I'm going to trust him that this is his job and he says it's approved. Not one of those, oh, I forgot to tell you, I put something in your smoothie and I don't know if it's going to, you know, you're going to pee hot here and all of a sudden, you know, you're going to get in trouble. Like, you can't have that. Yeah, Paul.
I peed hot in college a couple of times. It was a totally different situation. All right, here's the poll question. You got to pick one of these three. No offense. DeAndre Hopkins accidentally took unapproved PEDs. One of his guys messed up.
Okay.
Knowingly took PEDs this one time and couldn't beat the test. Has knowingly been taking PEDs for years and finally screwed up the test.
Yeah, I'd like to have a little more information before I indict him or exonerate him. You know, maybe it was accidental, maybe, But I just can't imagine somebody taking something without going, hey, I wonder. Hey, I got this at GNC. I wonder. Like, if you get something and you're trying something and it's something different. Also, is he taking, he tested positive back in November. Did he get in, when did he get injured? Because he missed the final five games, I believe. But I don't know, like, that's a long time ago. And I don't know if you're trying something to come back from injury. And this, that's what players do. I mean, some use it as performance enhancing, but then you have others that, hey, I'm coming back from injury. I mean, Andy Pettit famously said, hey, I took steroids because I wanted to come back and help the team. Some people bought into that and go, yeah, okay, I got it. Yeah, all right, Andy, yeah. Yeah, Paul.
All right, here's another poll question.
Okay.
If DeAndre Hopkins does not get popped for PEDs, what team is Hollywood Brown on right now? Can you imagine that?
He wanted out of Baltimore.
What was it? Was there a big new market for him? They paid a lot. And I wonder if the Arizona Cardinals would have paid that much to get Hollywood Brown, a first-round pick, right?
Yeah.
If they didn't know they were down a receiver for more than a third of the season.
Maybe. But he did want out of Baltimore. That's been established. But I'm guessing that he and Kyler Murray had talked about this. I don't know if Kyler Murray goes, hey, you probably play your cards, pun intended.
Uh-huh. Boop, 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 boop.
Thank you, Todd. And that you play your cards right, and we're losing D-Hop here, and I don't know. Yes, he...
Couldn't they have found somebody else in the draft to drop five balls a game?
Wow. Wow.
Rear.
Zing.
Wow. That's a shot. I was reminded when I said, you know, he's a home run hitter, and then somebody said, yeah, why don't you do your homework there? I forget what they called me. I think he had 92 catches last year. Does that sound right for Hollywood Brown? So he's not a home run threat. He had 6 touchdowns, I guess. So what he's saying is he's not a home run threat.
Do your research.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Hey, talking hairdo. All right, my bad.
Do your own research.
What else do we have? What else do we have here today? Anything else that poll question was? You want to go with? I don't know if I want to do it. I don't like the wording that way. Accidentally took PEDs, knowingly took PEDs. I would just do those two.
How about DeAndre Hopkins? Cheater, unlucky. Those are your options. He's either a cheater or he's unlucky.
Yeah.
If you're a company like Indeed right now, you should call DeAndre Hopkins and be like, do you need help finding better support people around you? You need Indeed.
Trustworthy. Trainers. Wouldn't you love one of these athletes one day, instead of an Instagram post that said, I unknowingly did this, and say, and the Instagram post was, hey, I took a shot. You know, like, I took a shot. I was trying to get paid.
Man, I can't believe it took him this long to catch me.
I've been working in 3 years.
Yes, Todd.
And if you're going to take anything at all that could be even remotely out of the ordinary, reporters need 2 sources before they report something. Shouldn't they have a double check if that's even in place? Wouldn't you do that as an athlete just to make sure your reputation doesn't get tarnished?
What are you saying? That he needs
I'm
to
saying,
have?
I'm saying that before you take anything, maybe besides your trainer or whoever you think you trust, that 2 separate entities should go through it to make sure absolutely what you're putting in your body is safe.
I don't know DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know what his system is, his fail-safe, whatever it might be. But I would think one person whose job is to do this is enough. 2 sources is good in my business. One source in his business should be enough, I would think. Yeah, Paul.
I love that we critique athletes for not being careful. Before I put anything in my body, I would eat tacos in a food truck behind a Sunoco fuel place, a gas station, without checking the guy's name or what products he's putting in. I'll eat anything, but you know.
I'll have convenience store sushi.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know. It seemed like it said, you know, sell by, you know, it's a couple of days later. So what? No big deal.
I just love the wording of these things sometimes. Like, I'm very mindful of what I put in my body and have always taken a holistic approach.
Of course.
So I'm working with my team to investigate how this could have happened. But even as careful as I've been, clearly I wasn't careful enough. For that, I apologize.
Yeah, I'm going to guess somebody wrote that and they said, hey, DeAndre, just give you a heads up. This is what you're going to say. Yeah, Paul.
Is there like holistic protein powder? Are there holistic PEDs, like legal ones? I'm kind of being serious here. Is there a more natural... like organic PEDs? That'd be a great market for someone.
I don't know if there's anabolic steroids that are holistic.
Yeah, well, what did Barry Bonds say? It was flaxseed oil. Right? Wasn't that his thing?
Yeah.
He was like, what? I thought it was, I just took flaxseed oil the whole time. Wasn't that it?
Yeah. But Barry Bonds trusted his trainer. Did he go, hey, you're rubbing something on me. What is that? Oh, it's the cream. Okay.
Who's your trainer? This known steroid dealer.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, the guy that's in prison. The guy that went to prison. It's like, you know, athletes who have a doctor, but the doctor is not licensed to perform in the United States.
Look, just because I have a chemist as my trainer doesn't mean that I'm doing steroids, okay?
Yeah, it's all in the wording. It's made with flaxseed oil. You ever see those like bad fast food places made with 100% real chicken? With. That means it's a little bit of chicken and a whole bunch of stuff.
By the way, we know what's in Penny's Bang Biscuits. They're handmade from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. And Tyler has actually eaten the Penny's Bang Biscuits, and he did not test positive. He didn't ask what was in it, but yeah, Penny's Bang Biscuits, named for our house dog, lovely Penny, the oldest four-year-old dog you'll ever meet. But Tyler will sometimes munch. There's, if you're watching on Peacock, there's Tyler, and he normally has his bag of Penny's Bang Biscuits there. And you could see to the right of him, that's Winnie, my dog. We put the blanket over the cage so she can go to sleep during the show. But here's Tyler going to lift it up. And there, sort of, you can see my dog. Yeah. Tyler has a lot of jobs around here. All right, let's take a break. We'll settle on a poll question. We got Ryan Clark of the Mothership, Reggie Miller a little bit later on. We got a lot of things to get into. A lot of things. Name, image, and likeness is out of hand, and I can't believe it took this long for these guys, educators, coaches, everybody to go, wait, what's going on? You guys are idiots. Take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Discover your Discover credit card. And I did. I discovered that I didn't have it. It was in my daughter's purse. And I said, can I have my Discover credit card back? And she said, yeah, you can. She goes, do you know that you can get cash back? So the more I spend, the more money you get back? And I go, yeah, I know. How about I get to spend it? Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Dollar for dollar, rewards that make sense. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more, discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Play of the day coming up. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini. Official trading cards, NFTs of the DP Show. Settle on our poll question here. The NFL wrapped up the Cleveland Browns investigation. Remember when Hugh Jackson was somehow trying to get involved in the Miami Dolphins investigation or situation where Brian Flores says the owner, Stephen Ross, was giving me monetary incentives to throw games? And then Hugh Jackson, who was the Cleveland Browns head coach, said, yeah, Browns did the same thing. So he was 3-36. And then the NFL goes, we looked into it, and no, they didn't throw games, which makes it even worse that you were 3-36. You tried, and you still lost. At least the Dolphins could say, hey, you know, we were incentivized to lose game. The Cleveland Browns, they're like, no, we just weren't any good. 3-36. That's hard to do. The NFL helps you. They you know, it's assisted living. We want to help you. You know, here's a walker. Here's a wheelchair. Whatever it is, we want you to get from point A to point B. How about you get to, I don't know, 3 wins, 4 wins. Schedule, we're going to help you with that. Draft picks, we're going to help you with that. Hugh Jackson went 3-36 with the Cleveland Browns. And the NFL, doing its due diligence, said, no, we didn't find anything nefarious. Yes, Paul.
That Browns team from 2017, they were 0-16. They lost 4 games by 3 points or fewer.
Oh, okay.
Very close. They're better than the record show, Dan. That's what people like to say.
I still love going back and looking at reactions of draft picks in the Cleveland Browns when they drafted Johnny Manziel. Oh, the entire room, they had a Browns party, draft party. Everybody high-fiving it. It was great. You love that optimism where you go, we got our guy. And when you watch the draft, I don't know about you, the audience, it feels like everybody got the right guy. They sell it in a way where you go, okay, all right, I get it. And we're going to take the tackle out of Tulsa. Okay, all right. We're going to take a center out of Iowa. Yeah, okay. Yep, I see it. We put so much faith and trust into the front offices. The GM, the coach, the owner. And then you're going to look back in 3 to 5 years and you're going to look at these draft picks and go, what were they thinking? It's rare when somebody goes, I don't know what they're doing. On the first day of the draft, it's rare. The Patriots got it with Cole Strange. And I think, I don't know what the Patriots were doing. I just don't think, you know, as great as Belichick is in game, I don't think he's good at all when it comes to drafts. Certainly drafting skill position or wide receivers. You know, he was fortunate with Gronk, but Gronk was coming off the injury in college. Aaron Hernandez, a few red flags, worked for a while, But, you know, they've made draft picks, and that's not what Bill does well. Somehow it's always a defensive back out of Rutgers that the Patriots take. But certain teams, like Baltimore, I trust them. I trust what Green Bay does. There's certain organizations where you go, okay. But then there are other ones where I go, man, I don't know. Also, I would like to not necessarily take a victory lap, but my source take a victory lap. Not that he was asking for this, but if you'll recall, I said that the media, according to my source, was pushing this Malik Willis story. That he could go second overall. He could go sixth to Carolina. He could be number 20 to Pittsburgh. You know, Mike Tomlin loves him. You know what? Detroit, with the last pick of the first, they could take him. And my source said, he's got a third-round grade. But the media wants this to happen. And he said he's a developmental quarterback. And then he also said to me, keep an eye on the Tennessee Titans taking a quarterback. Well, who did the Tennessee Titans take? Middle of the third round, Malik Willis. There's nothing better than when I get information and I pass it on to you, the audience, to make you smarter or more informed. And you know what? Look at all the mock drafts. Nobody had this. Nothing. Not even second round. And that was the worst case scenario. But when you get the right information to be able to pass it on to you is great. And it's more about our relationship of you trust me and I will serve you correctly the best I can. And that was one of those where I'm watching the draft and I'm thinking, and I even said to the Danettes, Malik Willis, third round grade. And then Tennessee decided to take a quarterback. Now, look, I've whiffed before. Not that my source said to me, hey, Saquon Barkley is going to the Giants. I thought it was a great pick. I still think it's a great pick. I'm going to stand by it. But that's not some information I got from my source. It was just, he'll sometimes, you know, keep me straight. Yeah, Paulie.
We're a couple days after the draft, and I still haven't gotten a good explanation on Sam Howell from North Carolina. Again, last year at this time, he was a top five draft pick and either the first or second quarterback off the board. He went in the top of the fifth round. He didn't drop 20 spots. He dropped 120 spots.
Yeah, but I think those are misinformed people who are doing mock drafts.
You're probably right, but like it seems so drastic because he didn't have a terrible last year and he didn't tear up his rotator cuff.
Christian Hackenberg.
Yeah.
Freshman year. Number one pick overall. He didn't even play in the NFL. I mean, that you know when you have a draft day bust? That's somebody with a mock draft bust. And it should be recognized the same way. We build these kids up, these players up. And should Christian Hackenberg be number one overall? No. You know, you look at the mock draft from a year ago. Spencer Rattler. I'm one of the few people who probably watched him in high school, watched him play basketball, and then watched him at Oklahoma. And there were times where I said, he's not even a starter. And Caleb Williams came in, and I go, that's your starter. Spencer Rattler is now at South Carolina. But that, it's clickbait. That's all it is. And if you know that, what I love about mock drafts is it introduces you to some players that you might not know. Do I hold them accountable and I say, hey, you said that he was a top 10 pick. Like my source said, Sauce Gardner is a top 10, if not a top 5 pick. Said that a long time ago. Well, we saw what happened. Yeah, Paul.
That said, I have some way too early mock drafts for 2023. Ready to go for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, sure, why not? Let's go.
Here's one just from Pro Football Focus. Right. Bryce Young of Bama is the number one quarterback off the board. C.J. Stroud of Ohio State is the number two quarterback. Tanner McKee of Stanford is going to be a first-round draft pick. They have him at 8.
That sounds like an actor playing a quarterback.
Tanner McKee.
He's in Bad News Bears.
Yeah, Tanner. Second baseman, Tanner. Yes, Paul.
Will Levis of
yes,
Kentucky.
He will, now, after this year.
If he could run fast, that'd be a great name.
Will Levis.
It looks like Elvis spelled incorrectly. He should change it to Will Elvis.
Will Elvis.
Kentucky quarterback, they have him.
Okay.
And then there is
who's the BC Boston College guy, Phil?
Jerkovic?
Phil Jerkovic. Phil?
I think he's like 26 years old.
Yeah, Phil. Needle nose Phil?
Ned.
Ned. Bing! So, Ryerson!
A gentleman named Devin Leary of NC State, a quarterback.
Okay.
So those are the top guys for next year.
Yeah.
We'll We'll look back.
Yes, Seton.
It feels like mock drafts are just, okay, what team could use a quarterback? The Panthers? Okay, is there any connection to the Panthers and their coaching staff to any one of these quarterbacks? Oh, they recruited him out of high school. Okay, that I could see that happening. It's like finding these loose connections based on team need. And like, oh, wait, no, they know each other, so I think that they could draft him.
Every year, usually about a month out, 3 weeks out of the draft, I remind you, remind the audience, that you're going to get the truth coming up probably Tuesday or Wednesday, the week of the draft. That's usually what happens. Because that's when the big boys take over and you find out from the decision makers. Not somebody who's, hey, I watch college football and I got a mock draft. Now, there are a lot of analysts who do a lot of homework here. But there are a lot of NFL writers who are not watching college football and vice versa. You're in your sport. You know, Peter King famously says, I don't watch that much college football. And you'll have guys who watch college football and may not watch the NFL. I get that. I don't know how much college football Bill Belichick watches during the season. He's going to watch a whole lot of tape. But I think we're under the – there are times when you talk to a coach and they'll go, did you watch a college coach? Did you watch the game last night, Sunday Night Football? And they'll go, no, didn't. Like they live in their own little world. And speaking of college football, name, image, and likeness. This is a big deal. We're starting year two. And I remember when they first came out with name, image, and likeness. And I thought, okay, you're going to get some quarterbacks, maybe some wide receivers, edge rushers. They're going to be able to make some money. This isn't where, hey, we're going to give this guy $25,000. Or this guy gets to go to this restaurant whenever he wants to. Everything that you sign under name, image, and likeness has to run through compliance with these universities. It's a contract. And I don't know if we're going to get to a name, image, and likeness salary cap, but when this first started, I had people saying to me, you're overreacting to what these players are going to get. And I go, you don't get it. Like, all I have to do is say that's an NIL deal. That's it. Now, we'll have a contract, but if I want to pay, look at the number of offensive linemen drafted in the first round. So you can't go, oh, this is just about quarterbacks. It is about quarterbacks. It's about every player who can help you. If you have a billionaire or billionaires, plural, and they decided that they want to make Texas relevant, it's going to take a lot of money for them, but they can go out and get whoever they want. You just buy an entire offensive line, and you can do it legally. Here's a couple of notes here, and this is Sports Illustrated. A bag man tells Sports Illustrated he witnessed an SEC bidding war for a prospect who was an end 4-year $600,000 deal deemed to be NIL. One quarterback in the transfer portal said no less than $10,000 a month. This year, Power Five collectives will raise $500 million in player salary pool marketed as NIL. Get your head out of the sand, folks. Boosters bankrolling teams. Coaches are determining NIL income. Here's the baseline for a top recruit. $100,000 per year. That's where you start. I just got information from a source who said the following. All right. There is a quarterback in the transfer portal treating this like pure free agency. He is asking for $2.5 million to start. Not even necessarily a big name. There's a wide receiver who is asking for $2.5 million plus. Jordan Addison, wide receiver at Pitt. So don't sit here and go, well, it's just quarterbacks. It's everybody who can help you win. And now we separate the haves and the have-nots. And we get closer to that Super League with college football. And there will be the attempt to have a ceiling on NIL, a salary cap. These are all things that somebody who went to the University of Dayton and barely graduated figured out when they first started. Yes, Todd.
And at least in football, we already have the same handful of teams before this all happened over the past several years, the same six, seven, eight teams. Now it's going to get narrowed down even worse than it already has been.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
If you're Jordan Addison, the wide receiver from Pittsburgh, I would do the signing day move. I would do three hats and a table. And when you pick up the hat, it's the one with the most cash underneath it is the school he's going to. You pop it on his head.
Sure. Cash like a safety deposit box. Open up the key.
Could you put,
how much is in here? Oh, there's only $2.4 million. Yes, Heaton.
So far, I haven't heard anything that I'm unhappy about.
Yeah?
So far, I haven't heard a single thing that I was just like, whoa, wait a minute, that's messed up. Every single thing he just said, I'm like, great, take it. I hope you get more.
Yeah, Marv.
And I think that also a lot of those like mid-tier or mid-round guys that are trying to leave after their junior years, they'll just stay. You know, maybe they're a big star in college, but maybe their skills won't translate to the next level like they think. And then they'll say, hey, I'm making 800 grand here. Let me just stay here another year.
And I remember people would say, well, how many jerseys do you think they're going to sell? I'm like, you're lost. You're in the ice ages if you think that that's what's going on here. Yeah, Paul.
Tebow would still be at Florida at the NIL yeah. when he were around. He would have taken a pay cut to go to the pros. I'm not even joking.
No, you're right.
He would have made $3 million a year to stay at Florida until he's 30 years old. And he would have done that wind up down there, jump passes.
But he would have donated all that money, too, to charity.
That would have been the first time, actually, that the whole, what if they gave him a piece of ownership? Somehow he would have gotten a piece of the university to stay there.
Yeah, Mark.
Those offensive linemen down south are going to kill at Waffle House, Bojangles, Shoney's, all that. Come on, get out of here.
You're going to – why wouldn't you spend money on your offensive line? Why wouldn't you give them $200,000? Like, what is that kind of – let's say you're giving out $15 million a year to your university. If you're a booster, $15 million, who cares? That's, you know, pocket change. That bragging rights is what you want. My university. Hey, I'm responsible for that guy. Yes, Heaton.
I just can't believe, this is really naive of me, I just can't believe that there's people who have money, like that much money set aside. Like, what's your booster budget this year for me, like Johnny Carr dealership?
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, I set aside $2 million every year to illegally pay kids to come to my school.
That's the way it used to be.
I just can't believe people have that much money that they can set that aside.
Yes. A bag man tells Sports Illustrated he witnessed an SEC bidding war for a prospect in a four-year, $600,000 deal deemed to be NIL. Yeah, Paul.
I go back to the first time I ever went to an SEC tailgate. I think it was like an Auburn-Alabama game. I was 17. This guy, I was talking to this guy. He looked like a well-off gentleman. He had one of those huge tour bus SUVs, right? Huge. And I go, oh, yeah, that's cool. And I go, well, you take that camping too? He goes, camping? I bought this $1 million, RV for six home games. He goes, that's it. He goes, we go to six home games with it, and that's it. I go, you don't go camping, you don't take it. He goes, no. He goes, we all do this. You got to have the best RV in the lot.
Well, Darius Rucker at South Carolina games, he's got a
caboose.
Yes. And so it's all tricked out.
There's a line of cabooses, like old train cabooses by South Carolina, and they look like man caves inside. You've been there.
Well, it's and that's for how many games each year? Six games. But he's got a train car that's all tricked out. Yeah, Marv.
Are we going to an SEC game or a game down south this year and we could just talk to Bagman and just have him on the show? NIL show, all like a meat Friday. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but a Bagman is different. He's just a businessman now. Like a Bagman is not, you know, the guy who is in the shadows there. Now you can be front and center. You can walk in with a briefcase. I mean, you don't have to hide anything. That's why it's be really hard to bring somebody up on illegal recruiting. I mean, go back to what was happening with Adidas and Nike at Kansas, and they had wiretaps there. Well, that seems like ancient time. All right, let me take a break. Got our play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Oh my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Left side, got it!
Check this out.
Swung on and driven to deep right center field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a two-run home run the opposite way by Gleyber Torres. It is Gleyber Day. He puts the Yankees ahead 2-0 with a line drive into the bullpen and right. Like a good Gleyber, Torres is there.
Oh, my goodness.
New York's 10-game winning streak, the longest in baseball this season.
What did he say?
Like a good Gleyber,
Torres
is there. Like a good neighbor.
I kind of like it.
That's courtesy of WFAN, the Yankees Radio Network. That is your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by the great folks at Stiefel, STIFEL. Stiefel, Nicholas, and Company Incorporated. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways as we strive to reach our financial goals. Can't afford to make mistakes or go alone. You don't have to. With Stiefel, a Stiefel financial advisor can help you. Member SIPC and NYSE. We were talking about name, image, and likeness. Here is Deion Sanders, head coach at Jackson State, on that topic.
I want you to focus on the NFL, not the NIL. You ball out and you're prepared yourself for the NFL. If you get comfortable with, you already got a meal and you got that coming, man, come on. How hungry are you going to be to go out there and work and go get it?
Okay. I mean, Deion's got millions and he needs these kids. He doesn't have that sugar daddy there, I'm sure, at Jackson State. But this is just going to separate, you know, I still look at it as, are we going to have 50 universities, 40 universities? Are we going to have a super league? And in fairness to the smaller schools, you know, let them have their own championship. Now, we do this for Division I and II and III and NAIA, and maybe that's what we have to do. But this is here. It's staying. And how many schools are able to go, hey, I can get a $3 million quarterback if I want to? I mean, imagine, can Tulsa battle with Alabama? No, not financially. Yes, Eden.
So this is, could sort of start leading to a proper, you know, minor league football system, right? If college sports is basically supposed to, you know, college football is kind of the minor league NFL. You could have those bigger schools that have all this money that's paying all these kids the big sums just break off into their own thing. And that's kind of, you have the football players go there, but the kids who want to go to school and play football can go to these ones too. And that, get your college scholarship, get all that free stuff. Great. Good for you.
Yeah, Paul.
When will the school start putting in the contract or the, when they middleman the contracts with NIL, that you must stay 3 years at our school to get this? So if I'm the Alabama booster who signs the kid linebacker at high school, yes, you can get your NIL money as soon as you finish your junior year at Alabama. We'll have $2 million waiting for you. We'll give you some money up front to pay for all this stuff, but how about a true contract where you can't leave?
Well, I would do it. I'd spread it over 3 years. If I'm bringing in a freshman, big-time recruit, I'm going to give you a three-year deal, and let's say it's for $5 million, $6 million. You're going to get $1 million first year. You're going to get $2.5 million. And then you're going to get the remaining amount in your third year. If you leave, then, you know, this contract is null and void. If you are first team All-American, first team All-Conference, you're a Heisman finalist. Like, you can build in incentives, I guess. It just feels like there's no rules. It's the Wild Wild West. And until we don't have a commissioner in college football, well, we have a president of sorts. But until you have that, you're going to have this, and everybody's going to take advantage of it. Until we get to a salary cap for name, image, and likeness. Yes, Todd?
But even that won't be enough, because if the penalty is only you break the contract and you don't get paid anymore, if some other school comes along and says, all right, you're getting $1.5 million, $2 million, or whatever, I'm going to give you $1.5 million, $2.5 million, $4 million, and then, so why? How does that really stop anything from happening? This contract with a player that all of a sudden in the middle of that contract, he gets a better deal with another school.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's stopping it. But if I'm giving you money, I'm not going to give you this amount of money. I'll give you more if you stay. Because what's going to happen, what would stop Caleb Williams at USC? Just transferred from Oklahoma. He went 1 year and then all of a sudden went into the portal. Let's say he had an unbelievable year. He's a Heisman finalist. And all of a sudden he goes, you know what? I'm not sure I'm going to stay here. Let me just kind of see what I could get in free agency. There are no rules. What if Georgia says, what's it going to take? We'll pay it 1 year. That quarterback? It could happen. Mike in L.A. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. I had a two-part question. You know, now that the proverbial barn door is wide open on these NILs, you know, do you foresee a contract like Bobby Bonilla's happening in college football? And B, do you foresee them adding other things like NFTs and stock options and other assets?
I don't know. I guess everything's, you know, available, it feels like. Everything's up front. It's not like you have to do... I've told this story before. I played against a player in high school. He was 2 years younger than me. And he went to a big-time basketball school. He came home that summer after his freshman year, and he had a Mercedes two-seater, was it 450 SL? And we all went blank. How did you get that? And he said, you know, they sort of gave it to me. I said, they sort of gave it to you. I don't know. I don't know how you sort of get something, but he sort of got a car that was brand new Mercedes. And I, you know, when I was in college, our team wasn't any good. I remember one of our players got a used car. It was like a used Monte Carlo. Like, our team wasn't any good in Eastern Kentucky. We couldn't even get new cars. It's like, I got a used Monte Carlo. All right, I'll take it. Yeah, Paul.
What if you're like what if they did a thing where your NIL money, let's say you're a star player and you get benched because of bad performance.
Yeah.
And the person who takes your job just transfers right into your NIL money.
I know.
That's incentive.
I know. Do I have to keep paying you if you lose your job? Imagine if you paid Spencer Rattler $7 million to go to Oklahoma and then all of a sudden he loses his job. You responsible for that money?
Because before it was hidden. Nobody knew you spent that much money on a crappy player. Now everybody knows.
Ryan Clark and the Mothership and Reggie Miller will stop by final 2 hours. One more item. We close out hour one every week. We talk about our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. But did you know they have their NFT marketplace? You'll find that at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards. And you can go to Panini with their public auctions on this site. Also available in packs, hottest rookies, biggest stars. And they have official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, French Soccer League. Something for everyone at Panini America. I hope you didn't miss out on the special NFL Draft Night NFTs from the highly anticipated rookie class. These cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. And the special NFL Draft Night NFTs, they're not going to last long on this site. PaniniAmerica.net. Create your account today. PaniniAmerica.net. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.